I'll be honest, more than the Good Dinosaur, Pixar's latest and greatest, what really excites me is the short that accompanies it. Sanjay's super team already has Oscar buzz and comes with a lot of firsts. The first Pixar film directed by a person of Indian heritage, the first Pixar film with a central character who is a person of color, and the first Pixar film based on a true story. And it's a story Sanjay once told me, sitting in his apartment in the East Bay. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
My parents migrated from the UK to San Bernardino, which is a small town on the outskirts of Los Angeles. And they bought a very rundown roadside motel off of Route 66 called the Lido Motel.
A genuine Patel motel with shady clientele.
And it was a very scary place to live in, let alone grow up in as a child. And none of my friends would want to come over because it was really kind of strange to tell people that at school that my parents, A, were Indian, and B, were living in a motel. So do you want to come over and play with the drug addicts and the prostitutes?
In his short film, the little Indian-American boy, who actually looks a bit like Sanjay, is watching superheroes on TV, trying to tune out his father, who's ringing a little bell and worshipping his gods. A tug-of-war between cultures. Captured without words. Sanjay says he picked fresh marigolds for his father's daily religious rituals. He would watch him light the lamps and ring a little brass bell. But his real friends lived inside the TV and in comic books.
So as a kid, I got really excited by Marvel comics. I was really into G.I. Joe comics. I used to collect all kinds of comic books. I would draw from them, like X-Men. And I would love trying to focus on like ninjas. I'd draw all kinds of ninjas. I didn't think I wanted to be a ninja at one point.
And in the process, he didn't notice what he had right there around him in that motel.
There's a stack of books there. There's an illustrated monkey over there. There's a blue god, you know, sort of surrounded by these warriors over there. It just felt like that was just decoration.
But no, that little bell his father rang while worshiping his gods, that bell also tolled for him.
It took 20, 25 years for me to discover the things that were surrounding me the whole time, and I was just completely blind to. And I go back home and see these photos and these illustrations and these statues of Shiva, Durga, Rama, and began to realize, wow, they're just as intricate and imaginative and splendid, and they have just as much story and character as all the things that I was loving, like G.I. Joe and Looney Tunes.
To make it even more complicated, his mother had schizophrenia.
She's in a world that is an absolute mystery to me, and I just wish I could see her and be with her in that space, even for a day. Growing up, I would, you know, every day I'd be drawing, I'd be making models, and many times she would destroy the things I'd make, and I would be devastated, but she just didn't understand what I was doing, so.
Stuck in a motel, the real Sanjay had few American friends. With a sick mother at home, it meant they weren't plugged into the usual immigrant circuit of potlucks and aunts and uncles. So he had few Indian friends. Instead, he just learned to keep himself company.
And really the only thing that kept me company was my comics and my drawings. I do wish my mother was healthy, but I also see that I wouldn't be the person I am today and my art wouldn't be this way, so yeah.
With Sanjay's super team, he drew his way back home. And yet, he almost never got out of that motel, even when he got into Cal Arts.
Literally, like a month before I was ready to go, my father, who had been, you know, such a champion and supporter of everything I did, told me I couldn't go. And the reason was my mother was schizophrenic, so a motel needs people to operate the motel like 24 hours a day, and it was kind of an unsuccessful motel, so we had to keep operating it and running it.
His father was actually running a gas station to pay for the mortgage on the motel.
My brother actually stepped in, and he actually, you know, stood up to my father and said, listen, you know, Sanjay needs to go do this thing. He has this talent. And so without my brother standing up to my father, I think I would still be at the motel.
Sanjay's super team is about a little boy discovering his roots. As stories go, it's a familiar one. But what's wonderful is to know that the boy who once drew pictures to escape his life in a motel has now been able to draw his way back home, armed with the simplest of superpowers.
It's absurd. I'm an animator. I just draw little cartoons.
Just with a lot of heart. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Oh, no, it's